Morning Watch, Colossians Week 5, A Living in Union with Christ. Friday, Related Verses. Acts 1:14. These all continued steadfastly with one accord in prayer, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Ephesians 5:15-16. Look therefore carefully how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Ephesians 6:18. By means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in spirit, and watching unto this in all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints. Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but only that which is good for building up, according to the need, that it may give grace to those who hear. Colossians 4:2-6, and portions from the footnotes. 2. Persevere in prayer, watching in it with thanksgiving. 3. Praying at the same time for us also, that God would open to us a door for the word, to speak the mystery of Christ, because of which also I am bound. 4. That I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. 5. Walk in wisdom toward those who are without, redeeming the time. 6. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. Verse 2, note 1 on persevere. Continue persistently, steadfastly, and earnestly. Note 2 on prayer. Prayer preserves the grace that we received in chapters 1 through 3. Note 3 on watching. In prayer, we need to be watchful and alert, not negligent. Such watchfulness should be accompanied by thanksgiving. A lack of thanksgiving is an indication of prayerlessness. The prayer life is kept by watching with thanksgiving. Verse 3, note 1 on door. This implies that we need to keep ourselves open to the Word of God. Verse 5, note 1 on redeeming. See note 16:1 in Ephesians 5. Verse 6, note 1 on grace. See note 29:3 in Ephesians 4. Every word proceeding out of our mouth must be with Christ, and must be the uttering of Christ, who is grace. Note 2 on salt. Salt makes food agreeable and pleasant to the taste. Speech seasoned with salt keeps us at peace with one another. Portions from the Life Study Messages. In chapter 4, verse 2, Paul charges us to persevere in prayer. This means that we should not merely continue in prayer, but we should strive to continue. Almost everything in our environment is contrary to prayer. In order to pray, we must go against the tide, the current of our environment. If we fail to pray, we shall be swept downstream. Only prayer can enable us to go against the current. Therefore, we need to persevere in prayer, to pray persistently. Day by day, we need to exercise ourselves to pray. We should even set aside certain times each day for prayer. Do not excuse yourself by saying that you do not have the burden to pray. Pray even when you seem to have no burden, or when apparently you have nothing to say to the Lord. Often when you pray in this way, you will find yourself refreshed in the Lord and able to pray genuinely. When we open to the Lord and admit that we do not know what to say to Him, we breathe in fresh spiritual air and we are preserved in the Lord's grace. To redeem the time is to seize every favorable opportunity to minister life. This is to be wise in our walk. In this evil age, every day is an evil day, full of pernicious things which destroy, spoil, and waste our time. Therefore, we must walk wisely, that we may redeem the time, seizing every available opportunity. To walk in wisdom is to grasp each opportunity to redeem our time. This redeeming of the time is related to the way we speak to others. The best way to redeem our time is to pray perseveringly, to be watchful, and to walk in wisdom. In chapter 4, verses 2 through 6, Paul covers five important matters: praying, watching, walking in wisdom, redeeming the time, and speech that is with grace and seasoned with salt. In order to live such a life, we need to be filled with Christ and saturated with Him. We need to be one with Christ and allow His peace to arbitrate in us and His word to fill us. Then we shall express Him by praying, by watching, and by walking in wisdom. If we are such persons, we shall be those who redeem the time and seize every available opportunity to minister life. Furthermore, our words will not be a cause of trouble. On the contrary, through the thorough dealing with the Lord, whatever proceeds out of our mouth will be a word of grace seasoned with salt. Such a word will make things agreeable and pleasant to the taste. May we all learn these things and practice them.